replied as the earphone fell to her lap.
Then why is she crying? Is something wrong with her?
Of course not, Hannah told Layla, tucking the earphone into her pocket with her free hand. Nothing's wrong at all. Day 1. Chapter 1. Danielle Barnea felt the submachine guns clacking against her as she ran through the woods. Bramble scraped at her face. Exposed roots and fallen logs tried to trip her up, but she rushed on through trees wet with the residue of a quick-moving storm. She had no firm plan of action set in her mind. She had earlier committed to memory the plans of the People's Brigade compound in the central Idaho community of Pine Valley on Hayden Lake. The best way of getting inside without being detected, she had noted, was through a culvert, a long drainage pipe that bypassed the security sensors, tripwires, and booby traps that otherwise dotted the woods surrounding the compound. The culvert originated within the barbed wire security fence, so that once inside, Danielle would have only perimeter guards to contend with.
America's lost her fucking spine, came a voice through her headset, which she recognized as that of Hollis Buchert, leader of the People's Brigade. You'd think the government would have learned from 9/11, but it hasn't learned a goddamn thing. So you know what, son? If Washington can't do the job, then we will. I'm gonna teach this country a lesson she'll never forget. That's why the FBI sent you to snoop around here.
I told you, she heard Ben Kamal's voice insist.
It sounded raspy and nasal, as if his nose had suffered the first brunt of Hollis Buchert's ire.
I'm not working for...
A heavy whapping sound ended Ben's words.
We don't like Arabs, and we don't like liars, and you are an Arab liar, son. Means we'll have to kill you twice, or make the first time last twice as long.
You from the FBI?
The man repeated, drawing out the letters.
No.
Because word is they've been trying to set us up. Why, I've even heard it told they got somebody on the inside. Maybe trying to learn something, you ask me. Shit, you believe that?
I...
The whap that followed sounded like a strap striking flesh. Danielle shuddered and quickly checked her watch. The interrogation was 11 minutes old. She wondered how much time she had left before Hollis Buchert tired of the process and simply used his gun.
Hold on, Ben,
she willed, picturing the man she had known for 7 years and wondered if she could live without.
Just hold on.
The assignment undertaken on behalf of their company, Security Concepts, had gone horribly wrong. Ben and Danielle had been retained by one of Detroit's most influential Arab businessmen, Victor Rantisi, to surveil the compound and provide proof that his kidnapped son was inside. Rantisi had sought out their private security agency after being repeatedly rebuffed by the FBI, settling upon Security Concepts specifically because an ex-Palestinian-American detective, Ben Kamal, was in the company's employ. Danielle had been against the job from the start. Her missions for the Elite Sayaret, the commando teams forming the Israeli Special Forces, had invariably been accompanied by firm intelligence on the positioning of targets. Not so this time. She loathed the notion of undertaking even a simple reconnaissance mission without intelligence on where the People's Brigade's guards were posted, or how many she and Ben would have to confront. The plan was for her to infiltrate the lake side of the compound while Ben entered from the land side to the north. She had just begun her sweep along the shoreline when Ben's jaw-mounted microphone broadcast the sounds of his capture. Fearful there would be too much open ground to cover from that point of entry, Danielle had looped around to the eastern side of the compound and located the culvert from memory, a bit distressed to find it was smaller than the scale map had indicated. She had no other choice but to shimmy inside on her stomach and pull herself along